Chairpersons for the African Editors Forums across the continent are in Zimbabwe for 2 days to get a take on the media, political and social environments in the country. Here is Zimbabwe National Editors Forum Chair Brian Mangwende.
The visit will also enable the editors from other African countries to appreciate the challenges Zimbabwe faces and help them establish contacts for news and current affairs sources.
Moreover, Mangwende says the visit will strengthen links between editors and media advocates groups in the region and the continent. The African editors are meeting media organizations such as the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists, the Zimbabwe Media Commission, the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, and others. The group is also expected to meet Media and Information Minister Webster Shamu and Tourism Minister Walter Muzembi, who will update them on the country's preparations for the UNWT or General Assembly meeting scheduled for Victoria Falls and Livingstone in August. Some of those who are part of the delegation include Momina Sherif Sai of Burkina Faso, Southern Africa Editors Coordinator Elizabeth Kalampo Mole of Namibia, and Mfo Dibiela of Botswana. Mr. Mangwende says the media in Zimbabwe faces serious challenges, including repressive media laws. Zimbabwe Union of Journalists Secretary Fosa Dongozi said the operating environment was unsafe.
Then, of course, the issue of continued harassments of journalists by the police, by militia, that has been recurring regularly, and that is unacceptable, and we cannot allow that to continue. The beating up of newspaper vendors, the people that sell newspapers, has also been common in 2012, and that again is unacceptable.
He said Zuge feared the situation would deteriorate this year as the country is expected to hold a constitutional referendum and elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.